Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Beipei Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is April 19, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Revolut launches refinancing facility in Romania. UK-based fintech company Revolut has announced the launch of its refinancing facility in the region of Romania, as well as the solution's overall global premiere. Wells Fargo partners with TradeSun for trade finance digitalization. TradeSun and Wells Fargo have announced a collaboration aimed at enhancing trade finance and compliance processes within the banking industry. Ramp secures $150 million in Series D2 round. U.S.-based spend management company Ramp has announced that it secured $150 million in a Series D2 funding round in a bid to expand operations. F92 and Tandem Bank help spread financial literacy. UK-based charity foundation 92, F92, has partnered with Tandem Bank to deliver financial inclusion across UK's Greater Manchester. Bankjoy partners with Pinwheel. Digital banking provider Bankjoy has entered a strategic collaboration with Pinwheel in a bid to deliver access to the latter's solution to banks and credit unions. Al Etihad Payments selects Fime for J1 scheme. Al Etihad Payments, a subsidiary of the Central Bank of the UAE, has chosen Fime to support the establishment of the UAE's domestic card payment scheme, known as J1. MasterCard launches mobile virtual card application. MasterCard has announced the launch of its mobile virtual card application in order to simplify and make travel and business expenses more secure. Client secures 18 euros MLN Series A extension led by PayPal Ventures. Client has raised more than 18 million euros in Series A extension financing led by PayPal Ventures to expand into the UK and other markets outside the EU. Finmont partners with Ubank Connect. Global payment orchestration platform Finmont has partnered with Ubank Connect to allow merchants to accept and send payments across emerging markets. Cognizant joins forces with FICO. US-based professional services company Cognizant has entered a strategic collaboration with FICO in a bid to introduce a cloud-based payment fraud prevention solution. WageStream raises 17.5 meters. Financial well-being app WageStream has raised 17.5 million in a funding round joined by a British business bank subsidiary. MasterCard launches virtual card app to simplify travel and business expenses. HSBC Australia and Westpac have signed on as the first banks to offer a new MasterCard app that enables virtual commercial cards to be added to digital wallets. Bluecode and Alipay announce strategic partnership. Bluecode and Alipay Plus announced that they have forged a strategic partnership for Bluecode to become the latest Alipay Plus mobile payment partner, allowing its users to make payments via Bluecode-enabled apps at all Alipay Plus-supported stores in Europe, including tens of thousands in Germany alone ahead of UEFA Euro 2024. Pax Technology unveils revolutionary eSIM solution for payments. Pax Technology, Inc., a leading global payment solution provider, is pleased to announce the groundbreaking eSIM solution, Airlink, an IoT data service, powered by UpTrillion, revolutionizing the way businesses stay connected. Akin Cloud, an immediate partner on Wage Access Platform. Akin Cloud, renowned for its commitment to redefining staffing simplicity and pioneering advanced automation and AI solutions for staffing industry, announced today a pivotal partnership with Immediate, an innovative provider of pay access solutions. This partnership delivers financial flexibility and empowerment directly to the workforce, providing earned wage access to thousands of employees utilizing Akin Cloud's platform. Everbank partners with Finzly. Finzly, a leader in innovative payment and financial solutions, today announced a key relationship with Everbank to revolutionize the bank's payment processing system with Payments Galaxy. Used to consolidate and automate payment operations, Finzly's Payments Galaxy platform will aid Everbank's efforts to enhance operational efficiency and compliance while accommodating the complex needs of its diverse client base. ECB ready to penalize UniCredit for continuing business in Russia, Reuters. The European Central Bank, ECB, is ready to impose sanctions on Italy's UniCredit as the bank continues to participate in business with Russia. Manchester Digital launches manifesto to boost fintech in the north. Manchester Digital has launched a manifesto for the northern tech economy ahead of the mayoral elections that will take place on May 2. Bitcoin halving may lead to price drop. On April 20, the Bitcoin halving will take place, which is set in the cryptocurrency's technology to cut the rate at which Bitcoin is created. The event happens every leap year and is eagerly anticipated by crypto enthusiasts. Mulberry, an Acronis partner for US SMB Cyber Insurance. Mulberry, an AI-driven insurance platform, today announced it has partnered with Acronis, a global leader in cyber protection, to embed Mulberry's cyber insurance to Acronis small and medium-sized businesses customers based in the US. Finastra launches online retail lending solutions marketplace. UK-based Finastra has rolled out its Solution Store, an online platform that offers customers retail lending solutions. Marqeta partners with Rain. US-based Marqeta has announced its partnership with Rain in order to deliver earned wage access to customers through the use of embedded finance. Backbase joins forces with Everbank. Netherlands-based engagement banking platforms provider Backbase has entered a strategic partnership with Everbank to improve commercial and treasury solutions. Bluecode partners with Alipay. Austria-based payment brand Bluecode has entered a strategic partnership with Alipay Plus to enable its users to make payments at all of the latter's supported stores across Europe. Finix launches automated merchant underwriting. US-based full-stack payment processor Finix has rolled out its merchant underwriting that automates underwriting workflows and streamlines merchant onboarding. UK Smart Data Roadmap unveiled. The UK government has published its Smart Data Roadmap laying out its plans for smart data schemes across 7 sectors, including banking and finance. Ivorypay ANF Tether team up to boost crypto in Africa. Ivorypay, a leading blockchain-based payment and remittance startup in Africa, has announced a strategic partnership with Tether, the company behind the world's most widely used stablecoin, USDT. SRM buys Accord Payments Specialists. SRM, Strategic Resource Management, Inc., an independent advisory firm serving financial institutions across North America and Europe, has announced that, through its subsidiary SRM Europe, it has acquired Accord Payments Specialists, a provider of payments consulting and other strategic services based in the United Kingdom. VersaPay appoints Ed Newman CFO. The leading accounts receivable efficiency suite, VersaPay appoints Ed Newman as its new Chief Financial Officer, CFO. Newman will be responsible for VersaPay's financial strategies and will lead the charge on building and scaling a high-growth business model for the company. Klarna and Milky Wire open Global Biodiversity Fund to other companies. The AI-powered global payments network and shopping assistant, Klarna and Milky Wire, an environmental impact platform, have launched a new fund to open to tech and finance companies which want to invest directly in impactful projects to contribute to global biodiversity targets but don't know where to start. Grasshopper launches digital application for SBA loans. Grasshopper, the client-first digital bank built for the business and innovation economy, announced the launch of a digital application for borrowers to apply directly for Small Business Administration, SBA, loans. Small business owners can now get pre-qualified for an SBA 7A loan in less than 10 minutes from any device using this online form. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.